allowing yourself to arrive with your experience. Arrive in your body, aware. And exploring the possibility of relaxing. Seeing if the muscles, perhaps of the head and face, can soften, relax. Relaxing the face can actually be a very supportive aspect to also help the mind to relax. There's a pretty close connection between what's happening in our face and what's happening on our minds. And so as the face relax, relaxing around the eyes, across the forehead, around the mouth, it can actually shift the quality in the mind a little bit. Softening the muscles of the neck and the shoulders, arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Maybe taking a deeper breath to soften, support a softening of the muscles around the rib cage. Noticing how on the in-breath there's a stretching of those muscles. And on the out-breath, how there can be a relaxing or release. Allowing muscles of this across the stomach and abdomen, the middle and lower back to soften, the hips, the legs and feet. And maybe there can be a softening inside the body. In the core of the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach. And the intestines can relax. The relaxation of body can help support a relaxation of the mind. And maybe too, there can be a letting go of mental tension, softening of the mind. Maybe in that image from Gill, maybe the brain can relax. as the body and mind relax, and from whatever relaxation is available, just curious about being aware. Are you aware? What is it like to be aware? And what is obvious in experience? Perhaps having a sense of settling back and receiving experience. What experience is coming to you? Rather than going out and looking for experience, just settling back and seeing what's showing up, what's naturally already being known. Different areas this might. What we're knowing might come from. It might come from the field of our body. Might be aware of various sensations in the body. You might be aware of hearing. Might be aware of feelings or emotions. Moods or thoughts. This experience of being human is kind of like a river of changing experience. You don't have to stop and land or anything in the river. Just allow this flow of experience. Being aware, recognizing awareness. And curiosity of what is happening in awareness. This awareness of what's happening can be really simple. Just whatever is obvious about it. Maybe a pressure or vibration in a contact point. The softness or loudness of a sound, whatever is obvious. And each moment, something different. Maybe kind of calling the attention or asking for the attention, and that's okay. like riding that river, following the current of the river. No need to stop the flow of the river, to look at something in particular in more detail. Just receive what's offered. What's obvious? And of course, the mind will wander, will lose track of being aware. The moment that you notice that the mind has been wandering, in that moment, take in that awareness is back. Curious about that experience of being aware again. Aware again. Here it is. And what's obvious here and now? Nothing in particular to come back to, just what is here. Mindfulness is being strengthened by being aware of whatever it is present. As mindfulness has returned. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? Every now and then, you might check how you are in relationship to what is happening. Wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening. Confused with a particular view or belief about what should be happening. Or maybe it's okay. What it might be like to be okay. No problem.